This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mike, happy Easter to you and yours, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. A good Friday to all your listeners and to you guys as well.
Thank you, pal. And so here we are, and Dustin says, whatever you do, make sure you ask about WrestleMania. It's in Vegas this weekend. You can't. Can you bet on WrestleMania? I would find that hard to believe. You can go to it maybe, but is there a WrestleMania number?
No.
Some things are sacred.
Yeah, there was a request made to the Nevada Gaming Board, but no, it was summarily dismissed. But I tell you, the amount of people who are coming out for it's incredible. We had Ric Flair at Legacy Club doing a podcast, and then he did some appearances at different places on property. I mean, people were lined up 2 hours before Legacy Club opened to get up there to have a chance to meet Ric Flair. It's pretty. They had a seminar in the ballroom last night. They had like 250 people. I didn't know, the LVCBA made a big deal about getting WrestleMania, and it's on Easter weekend, which is a really tough weekend to get people to come to town. A big deal about this event. I mean, it's pretty incredible. The amount of attention we've got, we've had like minor wrestling matches at the event center Wednesday, Thursday, and tonight. It's accompanied by concerts. The demand is really there, and we agreed to show it on the main screen with volume at Stadium Swim Saturday and Sunday. So Knights fans, don't complain now. Go sit in the book. Game one is 7 o'clock against the Wild on Sunday. The first period's not going to have volume at Stadium Swim, but it will in the book.
Obviously, Mike, great to talk to you. Go ahead. Did you have a follow-up on WrestleMania?
I'm just laughing at it.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's funny. I'm glad Dustin will be happy we got that one in. It's great to talk to you, Mike. Obviously, here in Chicago, we're getting ready for the draft. What's the conversation? What's happening in Vegas surrounding the draft right now?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because it's a bookmaker's nightmare. This will be the sixth time at Circa we've booked the NFL draft, and at no point have we ever made a winner on it. We got crushed again last year. So in fact, we had a meeting, Jeff Benson and Chris Bennett and Derek and myself, about what are we even going to do on the draft? And we decided, look, we're going to put a dozen or so guys up there over under what position they get taken, take a fair wage or 500. But it's really tough because it's all based on inside information. I mean, the information was out to the people that were close to the Broncos of where Knicks was going. Right. And people came to town and destroyed us on that. So I think Aston Jeanty is really interesting because I think if he got to the Bears, may take him, but there's a lot of teams that might take this kid. And we say running backs are, no longer the value they are, but we opened his over under prop at 6.5. So and it was even money to the under. So slightly favored that he would go 7th or lower. The under has now got bet to -200. He's like the biggest mover on the board from when we opened these yesterday afternoon. So the thought is he's going to go top 6 is what the money's telling you.
Mike, we know our boss Mitch Rosen was out there for the Masters, so you got a chance to see him. He had a beautiful green jacket getting ready for the party. But I'm curious, it ended up being like some of the greatest ratings, and obviously Sunday, Rory's hole up and down, and it was like a crazy tournament, and apparently the most watched golf event in 7 years. How did the book do, and how were there a ton of people out there like Mitch?
There were a lot of people. Stadium Swim and the sports book were full on Saturday and Sunday. Had good crowds on Thursday, Friday. It's the most we've ever written on a Masters by a factor of about 40%.
Wow.
Terrific names at the top of the leaderboard. And you know where we got a lot of the right. And it cut into the win because Rory was a winner for us. But what cut into the win is the people betting. You know, we have the two-way markets, Molly. And we have the no on these golfers. And people were betting no on Justin Rose when he was the leader after 18, when he was the leader after 36. I mean, significant six-figure wagers. No. I mean, a guy laid $100,000 to win $5,000 after the second round that Rose wouldn't win. And he was the leader. And, I mean, he got there. But what a ride he got for us. We get to a playoff with him. I mean, if he wins, we almost scoop everything.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
I wish we were getting ready for the NHL or NBA playoffs here in Chicago. But those are two things we'll be sitting out this year. What are the big talking points surrounding hockey and basketball?
You know, the movement on these series in the West is pretty interesting. The Nuggets opened $1.40 favorite in that series against the Clippers. The Clippers are now $1.25 favorite.
Wow.
The Warriors, the 7 seed, are almost a 2-1 favorite over the Rockets, who are the 2 seed. The Lakers opened 220. It got down to 160. It's back up to 210, so the money coming back in. So good movement on these series in the NBA. The NHL, a couple interesting lines. I know the Stars lost their last 7 games heading into the playoffs, but they have home ice, and they're still plus 140 dog against the Avs. That's pretty much at every book. The Avs are minus $1.60. And then I think it's interesting how short of a favorite at 175 the Leafs are against the Senators in the battle for Ontario. I wish your Chicago teams would have made it to the playoffs, because at least the people there could have seen them on national TV.
So, Mike, just a final question about that draft stuff you mentioned. Is there are there limits on what you can wager? I mean, if it seems like there is kind of a fix in on that. Like if you're working for an organization and you tell your brother-in-law, you know, yeah, we're going to take this guy if he's there. It just feels like that would be, I don't know, too easy to kind of fix. You have to have a limit, right?
Well, that's why a lot of books only take $100 or even $20 on some of this stuff, because there was a case a few years ago where, you know, somebody in the front office, they had a relative come out. I mean, they know who they're drafting, especially if they're high up. You know, they don't have to, you know, it's not like it's the fifth round. You have no idea who's going to be available. So that's why we really try to limit it to guys that are going to be drafted in the first round. The Shedeur Sanders thing's interesting, really, right? I mean, every day it's different, but we opened him over 8.5 to go ninth or later at $3, and that's up to $4. So the bet is that he's tumbling down a little bit. I know some places are offering, will there be over under 2.5 quarterbacks drafted in the first round? We didn't offer that, but that's interesting as well, because there was a lot of steam on Jackson Dart earlier.
Right.
It's cooled a little bit, but that's an interesting prop as well.
Great stuff, Mike. Great catching up with you. Really appreciate it, pal.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much. Happy Easter to everyone.
That's great. That is Mike Palm. He's our man in Vegas. He's like the last Catholic in Vegas. He's got his kids. They have a church.
Love it.
And there's like one church there, I think. But Mike's running it.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.